It's our life. Good morning, everyone. We'll go ahead and call to order the Senate Committee on Judiciary. Thank you for your patience. Unfortunately, the news that the chair has is probably not what most people will want to hear today. If you have an agenda in front of you for today, on the work session section, all of the bills there will be carried over. All of those bills will be carried over. We do not have paperwork, or we do not have final agreement on a couple of them as to whether they are continuing forward or if they are past life support. We will know that tomorrow. So, House Bill 2536A, House Bill 2562A, House Bill 2668, House Bill 2710, House Bill 2962A, and House Bill 3253A are carried over until tomorrow. I apologize that we do not have all the paperwork that we need or the final agreements, but that's the way we are at this time. So with those being carried over till tomorrow, which is Thursday, if you'd like to leave the room, feel free to do so. If you'd like to stay for the other two bills that are before, 2384 and 3327, please stand by.
Think of the 2 hours as a gift to you.
Senator Pruszynski, I'm sorry, does that mean you essentially will meet again tomorrow?
Yes.
Very good. Thank you, sir. Appreciate
yes. It. So basically our schedule, and I should make an announcement for those that are here. We have actually made arrangements with the President's office if we need to meet on Friday, which we normally do not meet, but because of the backlog and paperwork, we've requested to have an opportunity to meet on Friday if we need to. We have scheduled for our regular time slot of 8 or 8:30 as a start time. I can tell you that if we do meet on Friday, it will be closer to 10 o'clock, because I have another committee that I have to be in, because they're going to be pushing a lot of legislation from 8 to 10. So we will basically have a later start time, which we can delay without plus or 1 hour notice.
And there's also the possibility of a Thursday afternoon meeting as well.
That is correct. The other part of this is that Senator Cruz and I talked, and I suggested that we may be able to do this Thursday late in the afternoon or in the early evening if the paperwork comes in, so we would not have to meet on Friday. So please stay tuned. What I can tell you is we will be here tomorrow, Thursday, and I believe our start time is 8:30, if I'm not mistaken. If it isn't 8:30, then it's got to be 8 o'clock, but I believe it's 8:30. So for those that were carried over till tomorrow at 8:30, or tomorrow's scheduled time for the committee. All right, with that, we're going to go ahead and open up, and the way we have this set up, it does say public hearing and possible work session. I understand on House Bill 2384A that we do not have anyone signed up to give testimony, but since it was posted that way, is there someone who wants to give testimony on 2348A? Not seeing anyone, we'll close the public hearing, open the work session on House Bill 2384A. Mike?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2384A, we heard this is carried over from yesterday. This was the bill that if you are convicted of the crime of driving while suspended, either misdemeanor or felony or aggravated driving while suspended, then in the next 3 years, if you were to be convicted again of that same crime, you could have your car forfeited.
Yep. All right.
My computer just felt like it's out of juice. So, okay. Well, and at this time, there are no amendments to that. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So, House Bill 2384A to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
Senator Dingfelder moves House Bill 2384A to the floor with the due pass recommendation. Discussion.
Well, I did have some concerns. We talked about if there was any way to narrow the scope, and so I will vote yes at a committee, but reserve the right to vote no on the floor.
All right. Other discussions? I will put on the record, based on what we heard yesterday, when 2384 was originally introduced, it was very broad, including all of the violation DWSs. It's my understanding in speaking to council that the House did narrow this down to where it had to be a crime. And we've looked at a suggestion that came from the Criminal Defense Lawyers Association regarding maybe even narrowing it more, including down to habitual. My concern with that is habitual is actually broader than just the crimes, because you can, in fact, have individuals who are habitual offenders based on the ones that have already been narrowed out of this bill. So I, at this point, feel that it's appropriate that if you do, in fact, have an individual who's driving on a suspended or revoked license that's based on a underlying conviction for a crime, that is, quote unquote, fair game for this process. Comments? Discussion?
Senator Roblin has comments.
Yeah, the only thing that I have, if a person has gone to court and got a temporary license to allow him to drive to and from work only, or those kinds of things, then this bill would not apply to them if they were driving to and from work. So, I mean, we talked about the issue with respect to poverty and other kinds of stuff. Well, I think they can make a case for it. The issue is, if they've committed a crime with a vehicle, I'm sorry that I have little sympathy for leaving them with their vehicle to continue to have that problem. So I appreciate where it's been narrowed, the way it's been narrowed appropriately.
And I think the other part on that is that temporary license as a hardship applies not only to driving for work, but also for medical type of issues, or if they're in some type of diversion program, they have the ability to also use a vehicle for that if they got the proper paperwork.
One other comment. I believe in some counties the sheriff actually has to sign that permit as well, the hardship. So there's a check there.
Yep. Any other comments? Any objection to the motion that we have of passing House Bill 2384A to the floor with a due pass recommendation? So ordered. And on this one here, Senator Cruz, you want to carry this one?
Sure.
Senator Cruz would be the carrier on 2384. And we'll close the work session on 2384A, and I'm going to go ahead and open up a public hearing on House Bill 3327A. Again, my understanding, no one has signed up to give testimony on that bill. Is there anyone here who wants to give testimony, since we did notice it as a public hearing and possible work session? Not seeing anyone come forward, we'll go ahead and close the...
I have a statement from Scott Healy that I would like to put on the record.
Okay.
He would like to do further work on the bill, but has a meeting this morning. But one quote he has is that the bill seeks to expunge conduct that should not have been possible to prosecute under the current age defense in ORS 163-345 and its accompanying case law.
So. Okay. I'm going to close the public hearing, then we'll open up a work session. I'll respond to that because we did do some work on that. So we'll close the public hearing, open a work session on House Bill 3327A.
Mr. Chair, do you want me to make a motion?
Yes, please.
I move House Bill 3327A to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Dingfelder moves House Bill 3327A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. When that came up yesterday in our hearing, Scott Healy brought this to our attention, I was concerned as to whether we needed to do some other type of fix dealing with this area. We had Jessica from LC come up and meet with myself and Mike after we closed our hearing yesterday. She is under the impression, and I at this point agree with her, that there's probably not a problem, because the law, the way the rules are written and the law, is that if someone is charged with what could be charged as an adult offense, and they go through the juvenile system, she is under the impression that they have the same rights and protections that are in statute. So she was going to get back to us. And Mike, did you hear anything from her? That was yesterday morning, and I saw her yesterday afternoon, and I did not hear anything from her.
Yes, Senator. She did get back to me and to Scott Healy, and we sent him a case that essentially says what we suspected, which was that the adult defenses can be used in juvenile court. So, for instance, the three-year defense can be used by juveniles.
All right. So then the other thing I will put on the record, we do have some informational hearings that are going to be taking place in the next 2 weeks. I hope to have that agenda out so everyone will know what days we're looking at. But this is going to be one of those issues that we will be putting on. There was testimony yesterday regarding Oregon being one of seven states that does have lifetime registration requirements for juveniles. And I believe it's time for us, based on the data that has come in, the information as to what the success rate is for treatment, for us to have a broader discussion. So we will at least introduce that to our committee in the next 2 weeks, so we can start at least shaping it up and looking at it for the interim. Senator Cruz.
Yeah, Ms. Chair, and I appreciate that, and that will be a good piece of work. But I'd also suggest this bill is very narrowly crafted, and I think, regardless of any other thing we do, I think this is dealing with a very specific group of individuals, and I think this is an appropriate measure.
Thank you. Any other questions? All right. Any objections to the motion that's before us to move House Bill 3327A to the floor with a due pass recommendation? Not seeing any, so order. And the chair is going to carry this one, but Senator Cruz, you did show some interest. Would you prefer carrying this one? I'll trade with you.
That would be fine.
Your choice.
your choice. I'll carry either one. So right. If you want me to carry this one, I'd be happy to. In fact, I told the speaker I would volunteer.
All right, so we're going to change carriers. Senator Cruz will carry 3327A, and the chair will carry 2384A. All right, I believe that concludes the work that we have available to do today. And is there anything else? If not, then we'll see everyone tomorrow. Hopefully, the paperwork will have caught up. Please remember that we will be checking about possibly having a late afternoon session tomorrow, Thursday, and if not, if necessary, one on Friday, which has been posted. And again, for those who are following, even though it may be posted for 8:30, more than likely the start time will be closer to 10. All right? And we'll try to get word to everyone's office so you can plan accordingly. With that, we're adjourned until tomorrow. Thank you.